All right, we're gonna have ourselves a little party on this one, buddy, buddy, buddy.
Are we?
Tariq Nasheed.
Oh man.
All right, let's tell folks what the fuck is going on again. Black conservatives against white supremacy.
Right.
That's the sort of ideological bubble that you're dealing with here.
Right. And can we just specify, like, typically not politically involved? Like, not a history of being politically involved.
Oh, fuck it. No, they don't even have political knowledge.
Yeah,
they,
like, yeah. Because I think people still get confused because they're conservatives. Like, oh, they're Republicans. Like, no, it's not partisan politics. They just have really conservative views.
Yeah. Like, the same old, you know, as far as, like, a two-parent household.
Right.
Now, of course, they're anti-gay, but they've got some wild Francis Cresswellsing ideas. Yes. Why.
Mm-hmm.
What up?
Definitely with the pro-misogyny, a lot of times pro-domestic violence of women. What was it? Oh, like, a lot of the bootstraps type of language. Like, we need to build wealth.
Yeah.
Wealth building.
Don't really know how, just gonna do it.
I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah. Yeah, Boyce Watkins will tell you. Because if you think about it, Boyce Watkins has been around for over a decade. He's been around for a fucking while with his YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how all of his followers are wealthy now.
Yeah, they are.
See?
Well, the black women are, because they have the same level of privilege and rights as white men, so...
These are the shit that we're saying is real shit that we've covered that these people say.
Yeah.
Right? And so what you get from a lot of them is, and this is coming from Francis Cresswellsing and Neely Foley Jr. down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think a big voice, one to really pay attention to, is the guy that calls himself Gus T. Renegade.
Right.
Of course, that's not his name. He made that name from that old Klan movie, Birth of a Nation,
mm-hmm.
where the black character in that film accused of raping the white woman was Gus the Renegade Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gus T. Renegade made his internet name up off of that.
Right.
And he runs a program called The Cows, acronym, Context of White Supremacy, COWS.
Mm-hmm.
And on that program is where I first heard Wacky Wellsing and Nearly Full of It. That's what I call Francis Cresswellsing and Nearly Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wacky Wellsing, Nearly Full of It.
Don't call them the Grandcestors?
No, I will mockingly say that. Because, Wellsing did die, and that's what Gus T. calls her, is the Grandcestor. And also, he thinks that she alone predicted Donald Trump would win because she had keen political insight.
When Simpsons did it first.
And you also realize, if you listen to the audio clip of when she said that, she said it half jokingly. Like, she wasn't really serious. She was just kind of riffing and talking shit. What's it called? One thing I didn't want to miss rhetorically, Afro-pessimism.
Yes.
Gus T. Renegade preaches Afro-pessimism hard. But the thing is, I think he realized that he was doing that. So he started adding in this sort of, we got to replace the system of white supremacy with a system of justice immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because he realized that pretty much, if you look at his full body of work, what he's really saying is, it's fucking hopeless.
Yeah, that's never going to get better. So.
Yeah. And Tariq Nasheed, he does have that pessimism as well. But he has to have a bit of shiny optimism because he needs to sell t-shirts and DVDs.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's more of the street nigga side of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's from he's a Gen Xer from California. I think he was born in the South, though.
Yeah.
And grew up and, you know, went through his early adulthood in California. And he was a pimp. So basically he abused and solicited and, you know, and harmed sex workers as a capitalist.
Yeah. Father Teresa is offended by the city called Foundate Plantation. Is there really a city called Plantation?
Yes, in Florida. Oh, excuse me.
Father Teresa just farted.
I didn't plan on doing that.
Father Teresa is offended by the city named Plantation in Florida.
All right. That's
fun.
Tariq Nasheed.
Oh, God.
Do you not want the wisdom? Apparently you don't want the wisdom, which is what we really should be calling it.
Really? That's what you're gonna go with?
What do you think you're about to hear?
I think I'm about to hear him say things that are historically inaccurate, say them with a tone of confidence, and then his Twitter followers are going to tweet these things as if they were true and harass people on social media.
That is not what you're going to hear. What you're going to hear...
I'm quite certain that's what I'm going to hear.
Nope. You're going to hear...
I'm also going to hear him mispronounce words.
Nope, not going to hear that either.
Okay.
You think you're going to hear
that. I'm going to hear him call someone a bed wench.
No, he doesn't do that. That's misogynistic.
And thought. A dick-juggling ghetto hood rat.
He did say
he did call juggling. Someone a dick-juggling ghetto hood rat. He actually called her a dick-juggling ghetto gagger hood rat.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Tariq Nasheed interrupts how we do our show because he plays music on his, too. So now we have to fucking bring our shit down, but I didn't have to reach over there to do that. That was incorrectly.
Oops. Oh, he's going to call someone moist. Again. That's what he's going to do. He's going to call someone moist.
Moist.
Uh-huh.
That's some good, high-quality homophobia right there. Mm. All right, so my first, and this is how I do my notes for these Tariq Nasheed ones. I let it play, and I take screenshots to hold a timestamp.
Yes.
So my first timestamp is shortly after 5 minutes. I'm going to give it a couple of seconds to run up to it. And I'm going to make sure that's still recording. Good. All right. Very good, very good.
You know, we got the Tangibles 2020 movement mixed in with the ADOS.
Yeah, it is.
Hashtags are not movements.
Yeah, they are actually moving. Because you got to think, it's on privately on social media, right? And so they are moving money into Mark Zuckerberg's pocket by hitting all those fucking ad revenue.
Moving money into Tariq's pocket.
That's from the t-shirts.
Also that.
Yeah, because the Senegalese island shirts.
Yeah.
Because he needed to make t-shirts for that so that folks can show solidarity. Because the Senegalese people have a lot of computers.
Because it's very important to show solidarity with non-ADOS black people now.
What? They didn't say that.
What?
No, that's not what he meant. He actually meant, get this Hidden Color DVD, fam.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
See, get this 1804 DVD, fam, and buy my Mink Slide album.
Oof.
You see? And that's how you fight white supremacy.
You fight white supremacy by making rich black people richer.
Huh? Huh? No. You're not making... You know, you're enriching yourself because you have it. Like, think about it. The knowledge that you get from his DVD is far more valuable than the money he gets from you, family.
That sounds stupid as fuck.
You're hating? My God, niggas get on the board of swap and start hating.
Movement mixed in with the reparations movement. Everybody's on code on a grassroots level. And
what?
That's not grassroots work. All right.
Yes, it is. You don't see brothers and sisters out there marching right now. Stomping, making it happen.
Which, by the way, he's the same nigga who said marching is stupid and grassroots work is stupid because it never leads anywhere.
No.
About Black Lives Matter. Remember that shit? Yeah, he said that.
He said that about grassroots work, but this is grassroots work. Jesus, know the difference.
As you know, we have been on code, all of you... All of the Melanoid 300, all of the foundational black Americans, all of the black descendants of American slaves, all of you have been on code, all of us have been on code, and we have shaken the foundation of the dominant society during...
I don't know if you knew that. He's shaken the foundation.
And that's why not a single presidential candidate said, I support ADOS.
No, and also Tangibles 2020. Like, but no, what he's talking about is the foundation has been shaken.
Uh-huh.
Like, the delegates are going to function differently. The super delegates are going to function differently. He's literally the reason why the Republicans are actually going to increase their number of super delegates for the 2020
right,
run.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we're talking about, see, didn't he just say foundational black Americans? They're shaking foundations.
Right, okay.
All right? You don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a third season of Stranger Things because of Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah, okay. Somebody on Twitter was talking about that. They said that movement kind of put him out. because like Foundational Black Americans is like adjacent to ADOS, but it's not exactly the same. And I heard he got put out. I got to go find that person and find out the tea, if you will.
Yeah. All right. Let's see where he's leaning in with this. But basically, but see, that's what I was talking about when I said, like a lot of the shit they say is Afro-pessimism, but Tariq has to throw in the optimistic shit because like excitement gets his crowd to come buy his products.
Right.
You know, like hopefully the wine seller can sell products, but we want to sell handmade soap that Phoenix made so you can wash your ass.
Please wash your ass.
Yeah, washing your ass is useful. Phoenix can make, what, you can make shampoo?
Yes.
Soap, lotion, and shit? You can crochet? Nigga, I saw Phoenix. She couldn't find her hat. So she sat down, and I think it took you like 45 to an hour, and made a fucking hat.
I might have done that.
Yeah, like just crocheted up a warm-ass fucking hat. I've worn it to work several times.
Because it's a wool blend yarn. It's very toasty.
So hopefully the wine cellar can sell some shit too, but like, you know, maybe a nice knitted hat.
You actually get what you pay for.
Yes. Some soap, some hat.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And that's why I need shit, more funding, and I need to get a lot of overtime this summer so I can work on the basement and finish making your work area.
Yeah.
We have her materials down there, but we need to actually make a workstation. All right, let's party.
In this election cycle, we've done something that has not been done in a long time. We are staying consistent as we are on code. And that's the name of the game, being very consistent and persistent.
Nevertheless,
they persisted. Oh, man. And notice he keeps saying on code, but doesn't say what the code is, really.
Oh, that's nearly full of its code book.
Yeah. Which,
if someone will give it to me for free, we will read it and make fun of it on the show, but I'm not buying Neely Fuller's book.
Maybe it's at the library.
Maybe.
It's a big library, and they have, like, four branches, because this is a city now.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking see. Yeah, we actually do live in a city.
Yeah.
It's not a big city, but we live in a goddamn city.
Yeah.
All right.
And family, we gotta understand, we gotta stay this way for a long time. We gotta look at the long game. We gotta be on code and consistent and ready to ride like this for a long time before we do any victory laps. Because a lot of times when black folks do something, we'll get one gain, and then we'll want to do a 50-year victory lap. And while we're doing a victory lap, the people...
All right, let's see. He's fucking talking really slow, making me forget why I marked that part.
The wings being everybody's angels and saviors, we're not doing that no more. We're going to save ourselves. We're going to be the angels for ourselves. And now a lot of people are crying foul.
And that's like, so exactly how many groups of non-white, non-black people have black people universally helped a great deal?
Nigga, we don't even help ourselves, really, because of shit like this.
No, but he said we did, so it definitely happened.
By which, I mean, I guess if you want to do slave labor that built the backbone of America's economic system, but that...
We did that by... That was my choice. Kanye said it was my choice. Tariq said we did it. Tanya said we chose it.
Damn.
See?
That's you know what? That's the bumper sticker right there. Slavery. Kanye said we chose it. Tariq said we did it. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let me check my my next stamp. Stamp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm pretty sure it comes up pretty quickly, fastly. Doo-ba-doo-doo. Okay, it's at the 15-minute and 12-second mark.
Okay.
Let's see what's happening. There's a little inside baseball telling folks how I put segments together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 15 minutes even. Hit play.
Two, which Native Americans already get reparations. Also,
You knew that, right?
Get reparations. Like, to this day, they're getting reparations, like, right now?
Yes. Here, I'll give it another 16-second head start.
Is a real issue, and we're not going away from that. They're starting to use the word reparations now. Elizabeth Warren, she used the term reparations, but then she tried to trick bag it up, talking about how Native Americans should get it too. which Native Americans already get reparations.
All right.
Already get. He's literally saying that current, right now, they're. No, what?
Yes.
And also, not all Natives did get reparations. Like, what the fuck?
No, all of them.
No, they didn't.
Yes. Look at the like, I've pointed out, like, the Lummi tribe in northern Washington state,
mm-hmm.
they've been reparated heavily.
Really?
Indeedly do,
with
neighbor.
What?
Pill addictions.
Hmm.
But, you see, but with those pill addictions,
right.
they are supporting the medical industry out there, mm-hmm. which means they are a part of something bigger than themselves. They are a part of the economic ecosystem.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. So if Native people have already got the reparations and are still getting reparations to this day, how come the United States government keep putting oil pipelines through their land?
Dude, that's oil. That's awesome.
Oil spills are not awesome, William.
What? So you have a stream of freedom and they spill some liberty and you say that's not awesome?
Yeah.
To have liberty spilled in your backyard?
Yeah.
That you can swim in?
You should probably not do that.
Why not?
Because that's bad for your skin? What the fuck?
What are you talking about? Oil makes a lot of money. Is money not good for your skin?
These niggas. Okay, so Native people are not getting reparations like that.
Yeah, Phoenix right. is not doing any more of this shtick.
Also, I'm not sharing any reparations with the same people who enslaved us. We need reparations because they were some of the people who enslaved us. And
you gotta love how he knows like one or two facts vaguely.
Right,
and
right.
then throws his bullshit all around it.
Which is the thing. There were 5 tribes that owned slaves. There were over 300 tribes all across the continent. But all right. Let's talk about those 5, I guess. He couldn't even name those 5. You know it.
The upper 95%. Oh, man.
Didn't pay us. And their treaties with Native Americans where they are supposed to pay the freedmen that were connected with the tribe and they still haven't paid. Do not allow them to get a conversation going with Black, ADOS, and Native Americans. It's a trick bag.
It's a trick bag. Mm-hmm. You see, you notice how he's saying, like, trick bag. Like I said in the preamble to this segment, that Tariq Nasheed is like the street nigga talking one.
These fucking comments, they're coon spies. What? Yeah. I...
Coon spies. All right, my next one is at 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Black voters, we're like, okay, we need the bag.
That is a piece of vernacular that I can't wait to go away.
Same.
The bag as in like...
Money.
But like a lot of money at one yes. time.
Yes,
That's... It's so corny. Like, and I hear... And it's like people my age and significantly older. It's like, it didn't like... Dude, let's do what we've been doing and let the young people come up with the new words.
Right.
Like, yeah, I didn't like Fleek, but they got something else for me and I'll wait for it.
Right.
Jesus. The bag.
Cloud Anderson 2020. Oh, shit.
We gonna need that bag. We're not trying to hear Bernie babble. We're not trying to hear Sambo babble. All these people you bring in front of us, we gonna need the bag. Now, we gotta be very careful.
Now, you gotta love it. He said Bernie babble. Again, that's just, Tariq Nasheed does not know politics.
No, he does not.
And nobody really, because, again, man, we're gonna be saying this several times over the next... yeah, it's 2000... The election isn't until 2020.
Haven't we been saying this since 2014?
No, because that it didn't happen then.
What?
No, that we're only talking about reparations nationally because they disingenuously used it on Sanders in 2016.
I thought, what is it, was 2015? 2016?
Yeah.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Not, yeah, I mean, the whole thing starts in 2015 because the primary season should be very long. And the,
yes, and yeah, and he said no, but...
And then it proceeded to lay out a reparations package. But Tariq Nasheed doesn't know that. But he also has to say Bernie babble because, mm-hmm. again, at the root of all the rhetoric is Afro-pessimism
right.
to keep reminding you how hopeless it is, but, mm-hmm. like, incrementally hopeless, so mm-hmm. that you keep having a reason to come back and get another Hidden Colors DVD.
Well, it's like sinning. You know, you have to go to church to be forgiven once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to fuck up in the meantime because human nature, you can't help it. Original sin, blah, blah, blah. But you have to come back every week for, you know.
But the pastor never fucks up.
About a lot of techniques and strategies they are using. because they're not going to give in easily. They're already trying all their little trick bag language, trick bag strategies, sending the Boule our way. Also, this woman, this white lady, Marianne Williamson.
Now, are you familiar with Marianne Williamson?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't really know who she is.
She's a senator or something?
I've only heard of her from this segment, but I didn't even click it yet, because I wanted to wait for you.
The same psychological and emotional and spiritual.
She doesn't have a very strong voice, but she's giving it a shot. But apparently she's pro-reparations.
Okay.
Forces that prevail within the journey of an individual, prevail within the journey of a nation, because all that a nation is a collection of individuals. So if you're clued in as to what changes one life, you're clued in as to what changes the world. And what we know is that in order to transform a life, you can't just change things on the outside as who we say that we are. We have not lived and we are not living on the principles on which we purport to stand. One of these areas...
Yeah, she damn near talking that Martin Luther shit.
...is the issue of race. Now, we had slavery in the United States, obviously. We abolished slavery. But at the end of the Civil War in 1865, even though 40 acres and a mule was promised by General Sherman to every formerly enslaved person, in most cases, that acreage and that mule were not given, and even in the cases where they were, in most cases, they were then taken away. What that means is that full economic integration into the new condition of freedom was never achieved. In fact, quite the opposite. Throughout the American...
All right. You know, is she talking bad shit?
I don't trust it, and I can't figure out why. She's Oprah's spiritual advisor.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know, like,
out.
Her, like, leaning hard on individuals make up a country sits wrong with me, because that's like that... Anne Rand shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, the whole collective isn't like, I'm like, ah.
See, I've never read Rand, because I like good writing. And, I don't know.
I like good writing, too.
Yeah, I say that as if I read books. I read the news, if you may not have noticed, folks. All right, so let's get back to Tariq. All right, I mean, the words, maybe I'm a little, you know what, not maybe, I am basic, so I'm a little basic, and that's why you need someone like Phoenix here to be like, hold on, motherfucker. All right, let's get back to the real knowledge man.
She's a Democrat who's going around talking about reparations. A lot of people have pointed her out. Now, she is a Democrat. She's going around speaking about, yes, Black people have been mistreated and Black people should get reparations. Now, we got to be careful because of her. We got to be very careful.
But also, like, she's not going to win.
No, she's not going to win.
She's not even going to get really anywhere in the primary.
No, she's not.
So, like, pretending like she's some ill presence is disingenuous.
Well, I think that is disingenuous, but then he also kind of has to be like, this is where our ADOS movement is going, like, pretending that they're really going to pull some shit off, you know?
Huh. All right, let's see. Uh-oh, skip-de-dooby-dooby-dabba. All right, let's see where he is in the 34-minute area. Mm-hmm. Remember, folks, this is how I make these. I just play it. And I make the shots while I'm doing a chore or trying to eat a food or prepare an item to meal. Yeah, prepare an item to meal.
Yeah.
Nah, no, Bernie. Sit down, Bernie. Disproportionately affected? No. When you hear that word, it's a trick word. Or you hear that term, that's a trick term. Criminal reform? Nope. You ain't talking about us.
See?
I'm pretty sure criminal forum does talk about us a lot.
No,
what the shit?
Yeah, this is the stuff that Tariq Nasheed is saying to his audience.
What the fuck does he think criminal reform means?
Can you look on, oh wait, no, you can't, because Tariq Nasheed blocked
Tariq
you.
Tariq not blocked me.
Yeah, but let's take a look here, because, I mean, he said, I don't know how many people tune into his program. I mean, we can take a look here, actually. This one, so far since he put this up, on February 27th, this episode has 95,000 views.
Tee.
And I don't know how many the podcast has. Like, I usually get it through the podcast.
Yeah.
And who knows how many downloads that has. And then sometimes he broadcasts it through another application and then uploads to Twitter. Who knows how many clicks it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and then, let's see. Like, on the Twitter, he's not really a very small force as far as black Twitter goes. In the larger general Twitter, there's people with like a million followers. He's not one of them, right? So let's see. Tariq Nasheed. And of course, he's doing the ADOS thing, so he has the American flag in his shit where we would have a rose. Yeah, 237,000 followers.
Then also, like, an American flag. So now you're fucking proud of this country, or what are we doing? What are we doing? It's weird.
He's being on code, family.
He is being on code, family.
Hmm. Also, when they start talking about HBCUs, nope. You got whites and Hispanics and all types of immigrants going to HBCUs. Nope. No, 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 no. We ain't doing that. Inclusive, we ain't using that. Native American, black and brown, we ain't going for that one either. They'll say black and then slip brown and then no. Remember, anything they slip in there along with us.
Notice you said HBCUs, so don't
go to school.
Nah. That, and I mean, if you'd at least say, well, instead, trade school, you know, something. But he's just saying none at all. So just every single black person just go to a company and start at the entry level. Whatever. Ah.
It's going to work against us 100%. All they need to do is just slip in one little term, one little word, and get us to agree with it, and it's all going to hell. You got to watch every word, family. That's how we stay on code.
And just know, like, again, if he wouldn't repeat the same words over and over again, his shows would be 15 minutes.
Right.
Like, there's no reason that this is an hour.
Did you start this one late? Because I don't seem to remember hearing the sentence I thought I was going to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear it too. Let's give it some breathing time.
Diversity is a trick bag. We don't want no trick bag language. We want very clear, concise, specific language. Black American descendants of slaves, foundational black Americans, specifically us. But minority, people of color, inequality, diversity, those are trick nuts. I don't want no damn education. Give me some tangible.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, so say somebody says they want education to be part of the diversity package. Mm-hmm. Tariq Nasheed has an opinion about that.
Push everybody to the forefront, and then we get this hope thing. That's what Obama, that whole thing. Well, I'm going to bring some hope. Damn hope. It's nope, nope, nope. Y'all hold your nuts.
Now, I don't know how much. Do you know what his hold your nuts thing is?
Hmm.
That's him saying.
Do it yourself. Bootstrap.
Like, black people don't associate with other people. Specifically, he's mostly saying Hispanic. Like, mm-hmm. he's saying, like, black people should not vote Democrat in favor of immigration because the Hispanics should just hold their own nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't even talking about that when he said that.
Right.
He just kind of threw it out there because he, as this sort of bullshit huckster street preacher,
mm-hmm.
it's like he scrambled his own brain.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, he's trying to talk about politics, which is not something he knows about.
Right.
We're not doing that. I have a dream, and I got some hope. And no, no, no. We want some tangibles. The dreaming and the hoping is over. I want some tangibles. And people, now I'm arguing people on social media, white people. Well, I think y'all should get reparations in the form of education. Educate these nuts. I don't want no damn education. Nuts. I don't want no damn. Dreaming and the hoping is over. I want some tangibles. Media, white people. Well, I think y'all should get reparations in the form of education. Educate these nuts. Get reparations in the form of education. Educate these nuts. I don't want no damn education.
So, you know, people were arguing about this with me on Twitter. And I was like, they're like, well, it shouldn't be part. It should be something separate. And education shouldn't be part of reparations. And I was like, so what is your goal? And they're like, oh, we want, the land allocation. We want the tax breaks. We want to make a black community. And I was like, what doctors are we going to go to in this black community?
The white doctors.
What bank are we going to go to and get a loan from for our personal businesses in this community?
The white ones. Those are the good ones.
What are our teachers going to look like in this community?
And again, teachers. And then again, back to the, because education isn't just like fucking, you go into a specific field.
Right.
Like, you just get the degrees so that anywhere you go, you hire in where people have to get promoted like four times to get to.
Right.
Right? Like, say you
can start as a manager.
Yeah. Start as a manager or come to the company I work for and you can just walk straight into the continued improvement department.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I would have to like maneuver my way into the department. Like, I've done several projects with them, but I can't just be a part of that department.
Right.
You know, so basically, so we have no doctors,
right?
No black lawyers,
right?
No black teachers,
right? And also, if we have no lawyers, that also means we'll never have judges either, because most judges start off from being lawyers,
and a lot of politicians come from being lawyers. So also now, no black politicians, and then you have no black people walking into management. So you have nothing but white managers and uneducated black people going straight into the French fries.
Yep. And then also, you know, something with that, too, is just other, like, even, like, trades, right? Like, trade school shit. So we would then have to trust white people to fix the plumbing in our houses?
And do it right so that they don't do it in a way where they could come back in 4 months.
Right. Or on a larger scale, like, for these fucking projects, we don't end up with pipes like Flint. If it's, like, a city infrastructure, we need fucking roads. We need fucking bridges.
No, we don't need any of that
shit. Oh, no, we can just trust the Army Corps of Engineers, I'm sure.
We need tangibles,
family. We need tangibles, family. And then people are like, well, you could just use your tangible money to go to college. And I'm like, if somebody is going to go into school for, like, a medical degree and graduate $200,000 debt, how are you going to convince them to do that?
What if you give me the money and the college?
Right. I mean, we can do both, but they're, like, dead set against us. Like, no, we don't. And then also, even on a most basic level, money management. You're talking about, like, give these niggas money. I'm for it. Give these niggas money. Now, tell me how many niggas aren't going to be broke in 10 years. Because money management is actually a skill, and it is a learned skill. And people don't want to talk about that shit.
And everything they bought, who did they buy it from?
And who did they buy it
from?
They
just gave it right back.
Right. And, I mean, even shit like how many... Like, you know, I fucking talked about it. I was born to some very poor-ass, ignorant-ass motherfuckers. They didn't know what the fuck a fixed-rate mortgage was.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're, so, okay, I got my tangibles. I want to buy a house. How do I know what type of mortgage is the best one for me? And since I'm going to have to go to a white banker, because apparently we're not giving people fucking accounting degrees and whatnot, I have to trust a white person to tell me what kind of mortgage to put on this house. How y'all think that's going to turn out?
They're going to give what me about, a prime loan.
Who's gonna be my CPA who does my pension plan and explains my pension plan and shit for me and my retirement savings? Maybe we should include some money management skills. Maybe. No.
No, you sound like a Coon Mammy Bedwinch family.
I do. Actually, I got put on somebody's list called Coons today for saying that, by the way. Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Why do I have it marked at... You know what? There we are at 32 minutes. That's why I had it marked at 32 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the 34 we heard, the 32 we heard, the 5 minute. So the last one is 48 minutes. So we're close to the end of his program. 12 all minutes right. off. Doobie-doop, ski-bop, boop-bop, ba-flibba-day.
A lot of the bedwinches and mammies...
I know.
Yeah.
Who let the white women co-opt them? It's usually them homely, hard in the face bedwinches and mammies who make up Shea Butter Twitter.
Okay, here we go. He's gonna tell you why the you know how the black woman that they didn't want with the Women's March.
Yeah.
All right, but he's gonna tell you the real reason why. Before we say what we think,
He's
gonna give you the actual facts.
Okay.
Because if you're a decent-looking sister, white women look at you as competition, and you can feel the hatred. White women are very slick towards halfway decent-looking sisters. And I always talk about, on daytime television shows, you notice, it's always, on some of these shows, it's a bunch of somewhat model-esque white women. But the black woman always has to be a mammy, homely... Overweight. Wait,
so being homely makes you a mammy now?
Yes.
Words don't mean a goddamn thing. Oh, why did somebody say Tarana Burke in the comments?
Oh, that's coming.
Oh, fuck that's y'all coming. Niggas. I hate y'all niggas.
You understand? They always got to have that. They always got to have the overweight sister in the mix of a bunch of white women. Like with The View.
What if that's just the person that got the job?
Wait, The View. Is Whoopi Goldberg fat?
You know what? I don't really know what she looks like other than her. Because she's such a good performer that I've quite literally only paid attention to her face as words come out of it. Because she's just a damn good actor. So, yeah, I've never really thought about that. I think one might say thick. Is that the term we're going with?
Well, she's black, and so she must be fat because she's on TV.
You know, they had Star Jones on there. And then, you know, they keep replacing them with women who have somewhat of a plantation mammy vibe. And again,
what is remember a plantation Oprah, mammy vibe?
Whoever he disagrees with. Because, I mean, does Whoopi Goldberg come across like country? Does she have a southern accent?
No.
No? Yeah, that's about it.
Lost all that weight. Her ratings went down. White women didn't want to...
Now...
What?
Yeah, no, he has the numbers on that. When Oprah lost weight, she lost ratings. That's why she made enough money to make her own network.
Also, her weight went up and down her entire career. It's always been a struggle for her.
No, it happened one time. Yeah, and then she lost all those ratings. And that's why so many white women bought her magazine every month. See? That's how it works.
And that's why her advisor is running for president, talking about tangibles, that he doesn't even know that's who... How she got her come up?
That's the thing. You're not doing the research he's doing. Jesus Christ.
See a skinny Oprah. So now Oprah's competition now.
Hoda Kotb. She's on that morning show with Kathy Lee Griffin. She's fucking like Egyptian or some shit. She's black. She's from, like, her parents are African.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, these white women, of whom are thousandaires, Oprah as a billionaire is competition now. They have to compete with that billionaire somehow. All right? Jesus Christ, they're going to have a fucking bake sale over here? These fucking guys.
Black woman, white women like a homely black woman around them. That's why the Me Too movement, the white women who run that, they love Tarana Burke.
There you go.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Remember, but Tariq Nasheed is very pro-black across very the board.
Dick juggling, get a gagger, hood rat. Yep.
There you go.
No shade. Tarana Burke, I'll just say she's not model-esque.
You heard how he said no shade? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, if you are a black feminist blogger out there, Tariq is reading your shit.
Yeah.
Like, he really does steal language from the black, mildly progressive left. A lot of it. Again, like, I've heard... He won't say rape culture, because that's too... That's more white feminist language. Right. But, like, man, I've heard him say no slut shaming.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. You know, folks that have heard the program...
No slut shaming, but this is mammy bedwench, ghetto dick juggling, ghetto gagging, no slut shaming, hood rat thought.
That's not slut shaming, that's coon mammy bedwench acknowledging.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he does. He co-ops the shit out of the language. And I think that might be a way that he can get new young listeners in.
I'll say that and leave it there. But that's why they have a Tarana Burke.
Or because she fucking around. Started it, maybe? Maybe that's why she's around. I don't know.
Yeah, because she started it. And you know what? All right. You know what? I should say this is just from my perspective as a person that's running around the factory all day. And then I get a little bit of the news and then I go back to the factory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what she started it a decade prior to when it really cracked off.
Right.
And when it cracked off, it was like these like celebrity white women from sitcoms. Yeah, or whatever, it was like
Alyssa
shows.
Milano and whatnot.
But then outlets like Democracy Now! Went and found Tarana Burke and platformed her, and that's when her name got popping in.
Well, that's because No Shade Amy Goodman is also homely, so she doesn't see Tarana Burke as competition, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what it is.
There it
and
goes.
Not because she's a fucking ethical ass journalist who's good at her fucking job.
Her. The white women love bringing her around. They love bringing Tarana Burke around. She is not a threat whatsoever.
God, he is so fucking repetitive.
They parade her around every chance they get. She is their mascot. But let me tell you something. Those same women groups, Look at the way they treat Tarana Burke and the way they treat Tamika Mallory.
Tamika Mallory.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to tell you the real reason why they didn't want Tamika Mallory at the Women's March.
Okay, because she's pretty.
Now, Tamika Mallory, she's kind of clicked in with some of that, those groups, and she was going to be at the Women's March. Now, Tamika Mallory is a beautiful-ass sister. Tamika Mallory is a nice fly sister. Beautiful sister. Them white women are always trying to reprimand Tamika Mallory, trying to tell her she needs to distance herself from certain people, trying to tell her she needs to repudiate Farrakhan. Why she with this person? Why you with that person? Look at how they treat Tamika Mallory. Look at how they treat her.
Now, if you are one of Tariq Nasheed's fans and you found this, the actual reason is because there's a group called AIPAC. Mm-hmm. And AIPAC is an Israeli-based group that throws money at the Democrats. All right? And then what the Democrats do in favor of that is call everything anti-Semitic for them, except for digs at Bernie Sanders. But yeah, everything else is anti-Semitic. And Farrakhan, any black person that, like, knows Farrakhan's name needs to denounce Farrakhan because anti-Semitic, or else we're gonna ostracize you from what we're doing.
Right.
That's the actual reason. It's not because she's pretty. It's because Israeli money influences the politics of the Democratic Party and policy. Yes. When you look at the anti-BDS bill, like, I'm telling you, like, if you're one of Tariq Nasheed's fans, I challenge you to get your head into some real journalism. All right, there, and you know what? You want to keep it black? Go to Black Agenda Report. All right, you can go there. Mm-hmm. I don't really recommend this nigga a great deal. Go to fucking Benjamin Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go to Benjamin Dixon. That's still a black outlet, and you'll actually get some facts about some shit.
Yep.
Tariq Nasheed doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He reads headlines, and then he just riffs.
Mm-hmm.
He just fucking riffs. Like, you gotta take it from, like, it's like some saying I heard my biological father say. It was like, the person watching the chess game and not playing knows the best moves.
Right.
Like, I'm not in Tariq Nasheed's echo chamber. I analyze it from the outside. Mm-hmm. I watch these weird conservative niggas. I'm telling you, get out of there and learn some shit. And also, you know what? I get it. Entertainment is fun, but turn off Love and Hip Hop for a couple weeks. Stop doing that. You know what? There's a Venn diagram of checking out Tariq Nasheed and checking out Love
Black
and Hip Hop.
Black reality TV. Yeah. In general,
shit,
yeah,
like that. Yeah. Turn that shit off for a second. Learn something. And then once you get some of that, yo, go over to Democracy Now. They're going to give you some facts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn a thing or three. Go to the Ralph Nader Radio Hour.
Yeah.
All right? You're going to learn a thing or three. Go to Lee Camp. Redacted Tonight with,
yes,
Lee Camp.
Yes.
All right? You're going to learn a thing or three. Then go fuck with a Swamp Commie and the Drone. They need to do more episodes.
No shade.
The few episodes they have, you're going to hear some very good commentary and conversations. Very smart programming.
Yep.
All right? And then bring your ass on back to the Wine Cellar. And you'll learn more shit, but it is not always going to be a 2-hour fucking episode like this one, but of which this is just a free clip from the full episode, and the full episode will be available on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, and we always have the tip jar hanging out there, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, and apparently Phoenix Kalita is on the national fucking board of Sex Work Outreach Project. Is it Sex Worker or Sex Work?
Sex Worker Outreach Project.
Sex Worker Outreach Project. Phoenix Cleaver's on the fucking board.
Yes.
Nationally.
Yes.
But, and now if you run it back to 2014, Phoenix Cleaver was in them tacky-ass Facebook groups with them whack-ass niggas having a drag party. God, them niggas fucking suck. and she's out of that bullshit, and she's active. She's out of that house and away from those abusive people that purchased her when she was a child. She's out of that office job and away from that woman that had a scent that Phoenix Clarita was not a big fan of.
Oh, God. That was awful.
Yeah. And so now she's out doing this shit. And I remember when I first fucking heard her talk to me on the telephone, I was like, why don't more people know who this is? And, well, now more people know. It's ill. Like, I have about 500 Twitter followers. Phoenix Clarita got like 11,000 climbing, growing. Niggas flying her out to D.C. to fucking be a lobbyist in favor of workers' rights.
Yes.
Going out to conferences, speaking. Good stuff. Phoenix Clarita. It's her fucking year. 2019 is going to be a motherfucker. All right. WineCellarMedia.com.